Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you on this Friday. Life lesson for you. If you get a night off and you go to the theater, plan for more than 2 hours. I didn't know. I don't go to the theater. Didn't realize. What's up? How's it going? 855-212-4227 here on Writer Than You. Twitter, Sports Writer. Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. If you want to hit the executive producer, and I don't mean physically strike. I can feel some of you raise your hand. If you want to hit up on X, everybody's changing their name. Pretty Daddy is Pretty Daddy R-T-Y. Twitter is X. People insist on calling me the man. No one has ever insisted on that in my entire life. Fun show for the next few hours. We've got a couple teams, Packers, Bills, Patriots, Bills, excuse me, eyeing a bizarre draft strategy. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it's going to work. Breaking news, little pre-insight, it's not. We'll do some NBA picks on the show. The playoffs get going for real tomorrow. We've got a couple playing games still tonight to decide some 8 seeds. We'll talk about that. Chris Trapasso going to be on the show. CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. NFL draft expert spends his entire year. Think about this. His whole life looking at film for the moment that comes up in 6 days. I mean, this is his Christmas, his Super Bowl, his birthday, his all of it rolled into one. He's going to unload some wisdom and some insight on us. We'll have buy or sell, and we'll have bum of the week, which, yes, the producer can win for those of you who are asking. Speaking of win, I'm going to say something that's going to piss people off. Gosh, people are so sensitive. Can you just prepare yourselves, and I'll give you some actual facts and information? You're an idiot! What'd you say? Okay, here we go. Here it is. Luka Doncic is at risk of being James Harden 2.0. That is one of the things that's at stake in this postseason. This is a whispered about truth across the NBA. One of the things I find fascinating about covering the National Basketball Association, and this thing I'm going to tell you intersects 100% at this Luka Doncic, amazing player, but beneath the surface, veering toward a very problematic legacy. Doesn't mean he's going to get there, by the way. Just because you veer toward the cliff doesn't mean you can't course correct and be okay. The gravity of that unfortunate reality hasn't taken over yet, but there's some danger. And one of the weird things, or interesting things, that certainly frames the way that I talk to you here on Writer Than You about the NBA in particular, because I cover that in another gig for CBS Sports, is the way in which people who work in the NBA, and so think general managers, former general managers, executives, people that run scouting departments, scouts, former head coaches, how those folks, if you know them, which I do, how they are willing, if they trust you, or they've been drinking, or you're at dinner, or you're on background, you're off the record, and preferably all the above, they'll be really candid, and they will say things that are really interesting and smart, but you never hear them if you are moving in NBA media circles, because NBA media people are so afraid to look stupid. And I say this a lot, but it bears repeating, are so worried about being, I don't know why, maybe because they're worried that Jamal Crawford's going to point at them and say, you didn't play, you shouldn't cover the sport. But there is this disconnect. And it for me, professionally impacts me, because the people I get along with in the NBA are the people that are reporters. Because I'll say some crazy-sounding stuff, and maybe they don't agree or don't say it, they know where it's coming from. It's the people who cover the NBA, and a lot of colleagues, people we have on the show, who don't have sources, who are so worried what their buddies are going to say, that when I say Luka could be Harden 2.0, they get mad and roll their eyes. That's about them, not about me. And it's not about the truth. This Luka thing, and I have a column that's dropping probably an hour or two over at CBSSports.com to accompany this take. This idea that Luka could be Harden 2.0 is real. And the idea didn't come from me. It came from a bunch of people around the NBA. And the parallels are amazing. It's not just because the Mavs play the Clippers in their opening round series of this postseason. And they have a clear path, by the way. It's because Luka Doncic has these weird parallels to James Harden. And there was a time, does this sound familiar? Because I'm about to describe James Harden from 2019. But I'm actually describing Luka Doncic from 2024. There was a time when the player was the most dynamic offensive player on the face of the earth. There was a time when this player, and this hasn't happened for Luka yet, by the way, hasn't done this yet, where this player had won an MVP. There was a time where this player was a three-time consecutive scoring champion. There was a time when this player had a really great basketball team. The defense might be a little suspect, but it would play well sometimes at the end of the season. And there was a belief that this player deserved and would eventually get himself to great postseason heights because of his historic offensive greatness, the insanity. This was Harden then, but it's Luka now, of what he could do offensively on the basketball court, that people, double thumbs pointed at me, who would say, I don't know, I'm not sure it's going to translate, would be shouted down from the conformists and the people who don't pay attention as an idiot and chasing headlines. You're Skip Hayless or whatever that guy's name, I forget. You're an idiot. But here's the thing. Both these guys share an interesting commonality, and that is a high, I don't want to get too fancy, but a high usage rate. Usage rate is just how often you have the ball in your hands. It's a way to calculate ball hogism. It's what it is. It's the percentage of times over the course that you're on the floor that you have the ball, right? So if your usage rate is 33%, which is high, you have the ball in your hands a third of the time when you're on offense. That's a lot. Here's the other thing that I find really interesting about this, about how people are, and this is more about American culture than it is NBA coverage, but the idea that we build people up just to tear them down also reflects mob mentality, right? This person's amazing, this person's amazing, this person's amazing. Oh, they think the person's an idiot? I gotta get in on the avalanche. A week ago, Stan Van Gundy made headlines, and I think we played it here. We talked about it when he said that the best player offensively that he's ever seen is Luka Doncic. He told the Dan Le Batard show that, if my memory serves. The parallels here are amazing. Let me read you a quote from Daryl Morey in 2019 about James Harden, in which he said that Harden was the best offensive player ever. That's the same thing. It's the same claim. But this time, Morey, who was then his GM, is now the GM in Philly, who had a falling out with Harden, his then general manager, Daryl Morey, openly compare him to Michael Jordan. It's just factual, Morey said on a podcast back when Harden was pulling a Luka, that James Harden is a better scorer than Michael Jordan. You give James Harden the ball before you're giving up the ball, how many points do you generate, which is how you should measure offense. James Harden is by far number one in NBA history. And another eerie similarity, both of these players have largely failed in the playoffs, barring one run to a conference finals. Now, a little asterisk here, okay? I know Harden made a finals as basically sixth man of the year, Superman with Oklahoma City Thunder when he was a kid. I'm excluding that. I'm saying there's a focal point. There's a focal point. And there's more. I mean, and by the way, I just put Luka third on my official MVP ballot. It was excruciating. I went Joker one. I have a vote. I went SGA two, and I went Luka three. And it was really hard, two versus three. Here's the other thing about Luka. And Luka can change this. I'm not saying it's a lock, it's done. I'm just saying keep an eye on it because it's real if he can't win. There's a possibility Luka Doncic is Harden 2.0. And those of you that are Harden fans, no, it's not a good thing. Yes, it's a bad thing. Yes, it's an insult. Yes, it's a problem. Nobody wants a Hall of Fame what could have been career. Nobody wants to be, and I'm sorry, Chuck without the charisma. They just don't, okay? They don't. But it doesn't mean it's a lock. We had, not me, but we all had, to a degree, maybe me, similar conversations a year ago about Joker in Denver. And is he going to win anything? He's got these MVPs. And he won one championship, and the script flipped. This is sports. You win, you're defined that way. You lose, you're defined that way. That's the way that it works. That's the deal. And I hope Luka can change it. And Luka's got a different team than he's had in the past. I'm not a big Kyrie Irving believer, but it doesn't matter what I believe. It matters what actually happens. And he and Kyrie have been amazing, and that's not surprising, right? Their offense is incredible. Here's what is surprising. Here's what's actually shocking. That Mavs team, over the course of the year, has been often atrocious defensively. I mean garbage. I mean an embarrassment. In fact, if you look at the entirety of the regular season, the Mavericks are 18th in offensive rating. That's bad. There's 30 NBA teams. You don't want to be there. You want to be better. But if you dive in a little more, at the trade deadline, Dallas made some trades to get some defensive guys. It's not just Daniel Gafford, but that's the guy that got inserted into their starting lineup in the first week of March. Defensive player. And has been a starter since then. And it just happens to coincide exactly with the last 20 games of the regular season, which you'll hear me say, if you've heard me talk about the NBA, is the sample size that people require to really feel like you know. Tom asked me yesterday in Buy or Sell, how many baseball games do you need? Answer, more than we've had now. How many football games do you need? A lot of times I'll say even 6 or 7. In the NBA, it's 20. And over the last 20 games, the Dallas Mavericks have the best defense in the NBA. And that is astounding. And that is in a season where everybody's been competing at the end to avoid the play-in. Luka has everything that he needs. Everything that he needs. And if he falls to the Clippers, and or whatever team they would play in the next round, which would be presumably the Thunder, although it could be the winner of the play-in tonight in theory. There's no Nuggets here. If he has another first-round exit, it's time to start talking about Luka Doncic as the latest version of James Harden. Now, if you read this column that I have, I've got a bunch of sources I talk to, and I quote one executive and one scout, and they get into fancy pants, X's and O's. There's a lot of reasons, but this is a believed thing. In fact, beyond believed, I don't know that it's a lock. I just think we should keep an eye on it. The reason I'm talking about it is because very smart people in the NBA think it's already done, think Luka's not going to win, believe that his greatness doesn't translate to the postseason for a lot of reasons. One, and a lot of it is connected to this usage rate I told you about. Just Luka has the ball in hands all the time. He slows things down. If you watch Luka play, the offense runs through him, and you can. It's easy to be deceived by the triple-double magic, because the guy's basically 33-9-9 this year. But Russell Westbrook, when he was averaging triple-double, wasn't generating the best offense in the NBA. James Harden, when he was averaging triple-doubles, wasn't generating the best offense in the NBA when it mattered in the playoffs. He certainly did in the regular season. And this scout, and this not just this scout, several people I talked to said it's for a variety of reasons. One, pressure matters. We've talked about this in the context of Mahomes versus other quarterbacks. We've talked about this in the context over the years of the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw turning into a pumpkin when the clock would strike playoff baseball. We've talked about it plenty this season in the NBA with Jason Tatum, for me at least, in questions of what happens in close games. But it's also true that role players have to play well late in games. I don't doubt Luka can do late in games. And if you have a guy that has the ball in his hands most of the time, historically high number of times, and Luka has the 20th highest usage rate in NBA history this year, then you're not going to have guys who are muscle-memoried and trained and conditioned and have built the confidence to hit those shots when you need to. Oh, and by the way, he also plays with a guy named Kyrie Irving, who also has the ball in his hands a lot of the time. So, yeah, that combo is amazing. It is, but it squeezes even more the amount of times other guys are able to just be ready. And as several people pointed out to me, the playoffs are different than the regular season in that they're built to stop individuals, not teams. Because in the regular season, you're not going to really scheme against specifically Luka every game. You don't have as much time on the tape. But in the playoffs, you're playing one team. You're going to hone in on one guy. And again, not to get too fancy, but it's more of a flow offense, flow coaching approach in the regular season where you have general things you want to do. Hey, pretty daddy, let's generally focus on these things. And he sort of does it. Whereas in the playoffs, it's, no, we have specific actions we're going to call. We have practice time. This is based on the tape. Pretty daddy, I want you to do A in this segment, B in this segment, and C in this segment. In fact, one of the people I talked to said this is why Eric Spoelstra is so much better in the playoffs, because it's about the tape and the game plan. And what are you going to game plan if you play against the Mavs? You're going to game plan for Luka Doncic and how to stop him and get into the tape and force other guys who haven't been trained to get it done. The other point people made to me is guys get tired. If you are always shooting the ball and you're always holding the ball and your usage rate is high, you're going to be exhausted as you get to the playoffs. Here's an interesting stat. I could do this all day. I told you that Luka has the 20th highest usage rate. So, again, ball hogism rate. But if it weren't necessarily a bad thing, well, I'm going to show you that it is. in NBA history, no player who has ever been top 20 in a single season in usage rate has ever made an NBA Finals. Has ever made an NBA Finals. And on that list are four MVPs, Michael Jordan twice, Joel Embiid three times, Giannis a couple times, oh, and Doncic several times. It's not as if the guys that are on these usage rates are a bunch of bums. Some of the best players in the history of the sport, and every guy that's on this list is a Hall of Famer, by the way, or will be. Westbrook's on this list a lot. Every guy that has ever been at the usage rate or a little higher than Luka this year have failed. Jordan, in his two highest usage rate seasons ever, first-round playoff exit, no playoffs. In fact, only four of the 20 players have ever made a conference finals who have had a usage rate like Luka Doncic. Why? By the way, six have missed the first round, second lost in the second round, four missed the playoffs. Why? Because all the fancy stuff I'm telling you about, all the X's and O's that I won't bore you with here beyond what I've already told you, hopefully I haven't bored you with, all of that adds up to the great, and these seasons I'm telling you about are extraordinary. You got Allen Iverson in 01-02. You've got Doncic from a few years ago. You've got Giannis when he won the MVP. You've got Embiid last year when he won the MVP. You've got a bunch of Harden seasons where he was amazing and the scoring title leader. These are 20 seasons, if you include this year's Luka Doncic season, where guys were incredible. And people that cover the NBA were like, oh my gosh, how can you doubt him? You're an idiot. What do you mean? No, this is a real thing. The way Luka plays, the way that his team is trained, historically, if he makes a run of the finals, it will be the first in history playing the way that he does. Jordan had to change to win. Giannis had to change to win. Embiid hasn't won yet and really hasn't changed, but he's been hurt. Luka Doncic is following the exact path of James Harden, and you may hear him celebrated now, and rightfully so, and the guy is amazing. Everyone loves him. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I'm telling you, if it turns out that he also can't win, people are going to turn on him quickly, and they're going to realize a few years from now what I already told you, and I'm not rooting for. He is at risk of being another massively talented offensive superstar who can't win in the playoffs because of the way that he plays. Keep an eye on it. 855-212-4227. Now you can call and yell at me. You're an idiot! I don't really hear that. 855-212-4227. Twitter Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Okay, Luka could be Harden 2.0. That's not good. The Patriots could just be dumb. I don't know. Maybe. Let's listen to what they have to say and see if we can make sense of their, I don't know if we need to draft a quarterback. Everything's swell here. It's coming up next here on Rider Than You.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
I used to get in so much trouble with teachers and coaches. They'd be like, Writer, you like the sound of your own voice too much. Well, guess what? Found a way to pay the bills with it. Take that, Mr. Johnson!
On the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. We'll do some NBA playoff predictions in a little bit. Here's a prediction you can make for me at 855-212-4227 or on X, Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. What are the Patriots doing? All right, I'm going to make fun of them. I'm going to let you hear from them. And I'm going to give you a theory of maybe what's happening. Let me say this. Let me full disclosure this, okay? Do you ever have things happen in life that you don't expect? You root for people that you think maybe you hated. You find that the villain might actually be the good guy. Okay, right? All right. I'm mad at Bobby Cakes. Sorry, Robert Kraft. For the way that he reportedly, we talked about this the other day, according to my guy Seth Wickersham and his buddy who wasn't my college friend, so I'm not going to say his name. They reported that Robert Kraft basically torpedoed Bill Belichick's attempts to get another job. And I was thinking about it. That is some morally reprehensible muscle memory as it relates to loyalty. And what should be the ability to treat people well even if you don't like them, if you've had success together, if you've been in the trenches together? So I don't want the Patriots to be successful. No, I actually want them to fail. I'm veering toward that territory because I don't love it. And Belichick was on another show, and he's funny. He's weird funny. He's such an awkward guy. But basically said, I don't know. It's a surprise. Let me translate. Let me talk a little bit about what the bleep, Bobby Cakes. So as we get into this Patriots story, let me tell you that I hope they screw it up. The Patriots have the number 3 pick in the draft. As you probably know, there are more than three, certainly three quarterbacks. I mean, it depends on your board. And Chris Trapasso will really dive into this for us in about 25 or 35 minutes. 36 minutes. Good at the math. There are certainly enough quarterbacks that presumably the Patriots could find somebody that's worthy of gambling on to be your quarterback of the future. And you would think that would be a lock, given the fact they don't have anyone. They're not committed to anybody that is a quarterback of any note at this stage of where things are at. All right. And they also don't have a GM right now, basically, because that was Bill Belichick. They decided to go without an offensive coordinator a few years ago. That didn't work out for Mac Jones or anybody else. What an act of arrogance, by the way, by Bill Belichick. And now they're sort of going out without a GM. They haven't really had that GM title in a long time. These guys that would come through, going all the way back to my good friend Scott Pioli, would have different titles, but in effect be the GMs. But they'd answer to Belichick. There's a power vacuum now. All right, so it's a guy named Elliot Wolf. He's the director of scouting, but in effect, he is the, as Tom just said, he's the de facto. He said fake. No, he didn't. That's not what he said. It's so funny. It makes me, Tom looks so miserable. He's like, Friday, get me out of here. De facto GM. Had a surprise, because everyone's meeting with the media, had a very surprising potential strategy as it relates to that number 3 pick.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft, and you know, we're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
All right. So remember, poor Mac Jones, who got ruined, was traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars for a box of taco shells. That was the actual, or maybe a 6th-round pick. That was the actual trade. That guy is no longer there. And on first blush, this is the kind of thing that you would hem and haw. This is a hem and haw. More rage about. This is ridiculous. What a bunch of idiots. Gerard Mayo doesn't know what he's the head coach. Doesn't know what he's doing. But here's the thing. Here's the reality. And this is not going to be some sizzling hot radio take. But the fact is that it's hard to evaluate the plan of the Patriots without evaluating Elliot Wolf. And you're not going to be able to do that. There's not going to be a sample size. Because if you have the number 1 pick in this draft, even if you're the Commanders, Bears have number 1, even, and they're going to take Caleb Williams. And even if you have the number 2 pick in the draft and you're the Commanders, and you're in those positions, the same as the Patriots, you need a quarterback. You have to take a quarterback. There are enough quarterbacks. Now, you might not take the quarterback everybody thinks you should. Your job is to evaluate it properly. But there is not an NFL draft. There just aren't drafts where there are 3 sure things or 3 guys that end up working out. Very, very rarely. Certainly with the top 3 quarterback picks in a draft. Every draft that's happened, if you go back and look, of the top 3 quarterbacks taken, there's going to be almost without fail a failure. And this is so easy in retrospect, but I'm going to bring it up because it's fairly recent and quite obvious. In the Mitchell Trubisky Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson draft, Mitchell Trubisky was the first guy taken. He is a failure. And I'm sorry, Mitch, he's a really great guy. Mahomes is the GOAT of his era. And Deshaun Watson, by the way, super talented, is a TBD and not with his original franchise. Only one of those guys, Mahomes, are with the team that drafted him. Point is, I'm okay with the Patriots passing on a quarterback if they know what they're doing. And I don't know if Elliott Wolf does, and frankly, neither do you. Neither does anybody else on this radio network or anywhere else outside of maybe New England. Maybe there isn't the right board. Maybe they presume that the right two guys are going to go 1 and 2. They do have a ton of holes. They do have a ton of things to fill. You do have to take your time. We have seen organizations that have had to rebuild in a tear-down kind of way. They have a million holes. They probably should, if they don't love the quarterback on their board who's there at 3, take the best football player on the board. Maybe it's a receiver. It's a modern time. But it depends what their board says. Look, the Miami Dolphins were chewed apart, picked apart, chewed out. I just made a new expression, and it's beautiful. They were chewed apart a few years ago, including by me, when they tanked, when they traded away a bunch of guys, and they got, and we all, what are they doing? Well, it worked out pretty well. It worked out pretty extraordinarily. The Detroit Lions were bad for a long time. Now, their strategy was a little different. But still, they were able eventually just to figure out they've got to build to the draft. And they actually found their quarterback who was on the garbage heap. Scrap heap. Good expressions. Because the Rams wanted nothing to do with him. And they sent out Stafford, who was a very talented quarterback but didn't want to be there. And they got in return a guy who almost this last season got them to the promised land. The irony of that is pretty astounding. The point is, the Patriots aren't going to rebuild in a year. They're going to rebuild in probably 2, and maybe it's 3. And it depends if they've hired the right head coach. It depends if Elliott Wolf knows what he's doing. It depends if Bobby Kiggs. You can be as mad as you want at Bill Belichick for not being great. But if Tom Brady disguised all the problems of Bill Belichick, you better believe that there's a world where Tom Brady disguised, and maybe Bill Belichick to a lesser degree described, all the issues with the ownership of Robert Kraft. Bobby Kiggs has been celebrated for 20 years. Why? Because of one guy in Brady and maybe another guy in Belichick. Look, I know Bill Belichick's arrogance got in his way the last few years, but I've seen people have bad breakups who are good folks and go nuts. Maybe that just happened. Maybe Bill Belichick broke up with Tom Brady and then realized he'd let the love of his life in football terms go and didn't know what to do. Because not having an offensive coordinator a few years ago ruined Mac Jones and ruined that team and ruined Belichick's chances. But that doesn't mean that Robert Kraft is good at his role as a steward of that organization. This anointed and appointed ideal that Kraft is this great owner, it might just be chalked up to who in the hell was his quarterback for 20 years. This is a point that I've made before, by the way. So you can pick on that strategy all you want. It might actually make sense. Folks who operate in the longest or medium term, in sports that require immediate success from its fans, and in a world, in any avenue that requires immediacy from all of us, tend to get lambasted and harangued, see, I'm using big words to make up for my lack of expressions, and criticized, and they often are right. You got to go through the pain of some patience to win. I don't have any excuse for you on the Buffalo Bills. I don't have any excuse here. Now, I am the guy who thinks the Bills window closed a long time ago. And I think that reality is true. I think the rising, not even tide, the tsunami that won't stop, that is the Chiefs is a part of it. The cap reality that hit this year that we saw coming a couple seasons ago on the show is part of it. And not just the Chiefs. The AFC in general has gotten much, much better. But if you move on from Stephon Diggs, which they have done, it doesn't mean you just throw your hands up. You still have to try to win. You still have to fill those holes. And Brandon Bean, who is the guy, who is the GM of Buffalo, again, at one of these press conferences, being asked, are you going to take a number one receiver? Is that something you're going to target? This is easy. Your wife says, do you love me? The answer is yes. Your wife asks, do I look fat in this dress? Your answer is, you've never looked fat in anything. Your executive producer says to you, do you think I do a good job on the show? You say, I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just... I love you. me, man. There's just set answers. And if a reporter asks you, and you're the Buffalo Bills, and you have seen your window potentially close, and Stephon Diggs is a Texan, and that feels like it could be a really good fit for C.J. Stroud, and Josh Allen needs someone to throw the damn football to, and a reporter asks you, are you going to draft in this upcoming draft that's 6 days, 7 days away, a number one receiver, this is not the answer you give.
No. I mean, listen, you'd love to have two guys out there that are number ones, you know what I mean? Or like, you're always going to try to find the best players you can. What you need are guys that in this offense that are smart, versatile, selfless, and can make the plays that their skill set allows them to make. I think that's what we're looking for. You know, if there's a one that pops up either in, you know, free agency or draft that makes sense for us, or a really good two, you know, we'll do it. But I don't think not having a one, Matt, doesn't mean we can't have success, you know, on offense or as a team.
Yeah, it does. Because Josh Allen didn't have success until he got Stephon Diggs. Now, I know and you know and everybody knows that Diggs is fit with Buffalo while on the field being extraordinary, and unlocking Josh Allen at the early part of that time when he came over from the Vikings was amazing. We also know that his fit wasn't great away from the field. And whether it was problematic early on or just soured at the end, in conclusion, it was bad. He needed to move on. They needed to move on. They needed a break from each other. But just because you don't like, again, this is where people let their personal thoughts get in the way. Just because clearly there was a lack of affection between the Buffalo Bills and maybe this particular gentleman and Stephon Diggs doesn't change the fact that Diggs' presence was critical to Josh Allen's development, and that every single quarterback on earth, except for two guys I can think of, have required number one receivers to be successful. And those two guys are Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, and they struggled when that first began, and they were certainly much, much more able to do it more quickly when they did have number one receivers. And Josh Allen's really good. He ain't Patrick Mahomes, and the Bills ain't the Kansas City Chiefs. It is a bad, bad strategy, and it just shows a lack of understanding about the modern NFL. It just does. If it's 1983, you got to draft a running back. If it's 2024 and you already have a world-class quarterback, which they do, you have to have a world-class receiver to pair him with. What are you doing, Buffalo? What are you doing? All right. 855-212-4227. Tom, I love you, man. How you doing, buddy?
I love you, too.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. We made it.
Happy Friday. Can I tell you a quick story? Real quick story.
Absolutely.
All right. Then we got to get to some NBA picks. I had last night off for the first time. This is the busy time. It's exciting. NBA. I'll be in New York next week for a couple days at the end of the week. I'll be in Stanford doing TV before that. I don't have nights off. That's fine. I had last night off because you know why? There was no NBA games last night. So my friend, mentor of mine, great guy, a guy named Rick Jaffe. Love Rick Jaffe. He invited me to play. Haven't been to play in years. Funny girl. It was very funny. It was very good. I make fun of you sometimes for not knowing certain stuff or going to the city or saying hi to people, or giving directions to nuns when they ask, or generally trying new things, or making eye contact when you speak to people. That's on me. That's on me, Tom. Happy Friday.
You said it, not me.
You can make fun of me now, because I just assumed that if I went to a play, that I would go to a play, and it would be 2 hours long, and I would be home a short time later. Did you know the plays actually last 7.5 hours?
I didn't know that. I do not frequent plays, so
it wasn't actually that long, but there's intermissions.
Yeah, how many? Just one?
Just the one, yeah, just the one.
Right at the midway point?
It started at 8, it landed at 6 in the morning, or ended at 6 in the morning. I will say this, though, here's the advantage. I was in the car, driving home, and I was listening to Amy for a little bit. She sounded great, but I was a little frustrated that I only got to get 3 hours sleep with myself. So I decided to listen to some pop music. So I had to think about sports for a second. And I did listen. I switched over to a Taylor Swift channel that just exists. And they were playing her new album dropped while I was in the car. It's pretty good. I listened to 2.5 songs.
Well, I mean, 2.5 songs. And I hear it's a double album.
Dead Poets Society is a movie where the guy wants to seize the day after he gets fired. This is Department of Truthful Poet. Hopers? What's it called? Help me.
I think it's Dead Poets Department.
Dead Poets Department.
Maybe. Close.
Have you seen Dead Poets Society?
I have not, no.
It's really sad, actually. Robin Williams is a great teacher, and he gets fired for being genuine. That's the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Captain, my Captain doesn't strike anything in your heart, does it? I say, oh, Captain, my Captain, you don't know what's going on.
Right over my head.
Tay-Tay, it sounded pretty good. I listened to 2.5 songs. It's a double out. Is there 24 songs?
I'm told it's more than that. It's more than 24.
It's a lot of music.
Yeah.
She is so talented.
Bill, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How am I doing on the show?
I love you, man.
That's what I thought.
My buddy Rick, who like hired me back in the day. I love Rick so much. He's such a great guy. We're stuck in traffic. We're going to this play in L.A. It took us 1 hour and 20 minutes to get downtown L.A. And he turns to me and he goes, "What do you think about Tay-Tay and Travis Kelce?" And I go, "I go. You want the real answer?" He's like, "Yeah." I go, "Man, I'm worried she's in love with him and he's using her." And he's like, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "You sound like Tom."
See?
All right.
People want to believe in love.
I hope it's real.
I don't believe you.
I hope. What do you mean you don't? I hope it's real.
You've been a naysayer this whole time.
I love you, man. All right. Tom and I are going to do, we're going to go through the NBA playoffs, and we're going to do some picks and some guesses. Tom's going to get some right. I'm going to get all of them right. It's really exciting. We're going to do it after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
One producer called Pretty Daddy eats breakfast, and everything changes. That guy's voice and just everything changes, I'm in. Doesn't matter what he's previewing.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
I mean, look, you just made my day because I love trailers, and I just heard that I have a special gift where I could do trailers. So as part of this job, this me right now speaking here coast to coast on Writer Than You, I'm in what's called SAG-AFTRA. Basically, me and any movie star you can think of are similar. And that means I'm allowed to do voiceover work, I think. I don't know. Sometimes I get invited. That is funny. No, I get invited. I do get invited. It's a different conversation for a sadder time. I get invited to SAG-AFTRA. It's a union that represents Hollywood actors and radio hosts for some reason. I don't know why we're in there. And I get invited to parties, or hey, we're gonna have a workshop on how to get your second role. And sometimes I just want to show up. I'm here. How do I get the first role? I think we got in on accident.
Does nobody know you guys are there?
I mean, they kind of know because I listened to the Smartless podcast, which is very funny. 3 very well-known actors who do it, including Jason Bateman. And every now and then, they'll make a SAG-AFTRA joke and say, why are there, yeah, there's radio guys in there? I don't know what they're doing. You think you don't know now? Wait till I show up to the how do you get into character thing. I got to, you know, let's go at the Pantages Theater. I'm in.
You're a chameleon, though. You can play any part.
A guy that I know who was an update anchor for years, great guy, over at another place I worked, is in commercials now. I looked up one day, and he was a dentist in a Geico commercial or something.
Okay.
Because he had a card. He just went and tried out.
That could be you.
Should I go?
Yes.
I don't know how to do that.
I mean, does anybody really know how to do anything?
Yes, Tom. Some people do.
I mean, look at me. I'm here every day for 2 hours.
Tom. Why? Why do you make it so easy?
Well, I'd just like to be honest.
I mean, that really, you put it on a silver platter.
In a segment about the NBA, nothing will.
Wait, oh, I did it wrong.
after a segment about the NBA, nothing will ever be the same. Also, please remove yourself if you're here because you're a radio guy.
I mean, I think I could do it. Are we going dry here? Is that the expression?
Yeah.
No sound?
This is not Wet Friday.
Got it. All right, let's do some NBA predictions here. You ready? Why don't you lead us around the bracket, and I'll... Yeah, you like how I did that to you? All right, I'll be the guy to do it. I have it all memorized. You know, memorized, Tom? All right, tonight, who do you got? We've got... Let's go play-ins first. We got a Pelicans team that doesn't have Zion and a Kings team. Doesn't have Malik Monk, by the way, and Kevin Herter. Games in New Orleans. New Orleans has lost. John Gonzalez pointed this out to me, my guy over on the Beyond the Arc pod. They've lost 6 or 7 home games in a row. I think the Kings are winning this thing.
But if Zion would have been there, I would have went Pelicans. But it's the Kings.
One game is kind of, to be fair, one game is pretty tricky. All right. Who do you want to go Heat, no Jimmy, and the Chicago Who Care Bulls? Sorry, that's not nice, Bulls fans. The Bulls.
That wasn't very nice at all. You've pounded this into my head. Eric Spoelstra in one game is 99 times out of 100 the better coach.
All right, I'm with you. Can I back you up there?
Please do.
This year, the Bulls are under 500. The Heat, without Jimmy Butler, 13-9.
I feel a lot better now.
Give me some Tyler Hero. Give me some Jaime Jaquez. Give me some Bam Adebayo. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's do some predictions. Here we go. Ready? All right. It's NBA bracket time. I know I want music. I told Tom, don't do music. So this is what I do to Tom. I'm like, where's the music? It's a true story, right?
Not once. I asked twice.
Because you know me. Because you know what I'm going to do to you. Where's the music I didn't ask for? Why can't you anticipate my every whim, Tom? All right. Do you want to go? I'm going to let you decide this. You want to go east or west first?
Let's go west coast first.
All right. Thunder versus, I'll just say, the winner of tonight's game. I actually would have probably chosen it. I would have chosen against the Thunder had it been the Suns or the Lakers or the Warriors. But they really, good for them. They get what they're supposed to deserve as a one seed. So Thunder versus the winner of Kings Pelicans. Who you got?
The Oklahoma City Thunder in a relatively short series.
All right. I've got the Thunder as well. This is where it gets hard. Clippers. I don't want to have to choose between a banged-up Kawhi Leonard team that has James Harden. And I'm going to go Mavs. Over the last 20 games, since Daniel Gafford got it, so we're going to run out of time. We're going to have time for this. I talk too much.
I didn't say anything.
You know what? Dang it, bro. If our boss David is listening, the producer stacked this baby.
What?
Give me the Mavs over the Clips. They've been really good the last 20 games. I hate that pick.
All right, you hate it. I love it. I'm going with you.
What about Mavs versus Thunder then? I think it's the Mavs, bro.
I don't want that to be the right answer, though.
I know you don't. I think it is, though. I'm going to go Mavs conference finals that side of the bracket.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's right.
I've got a grand dinner. I can't wait to pay that. I'm sure John will never bring it up. I got Suns over the Timberwolves in the first round, and I've got the Nuggets destroying the Los Angeles Lakers, and then I have the Nuggets advancing to the conference finals and advancing to the finals.
I got the Nuggets destroying whoever they play in whatever round.
All right, tonight, Bulls versus the Heat. I'm taking the Heat. Celtics are going to beat them because of no Jimmy. You tell me if you want to push back on any of this. The Cavs Magic, I've got a who cares. No, I'll take the Orlando Magic. The Cavs have been terrible.
That was pretty harsh.
That was not cool by me toward Orlando. All right, I'll take the Magic, and I'll take the Celtics. Man, what an easy road they have. I'll take the Celtics crushing the Magic, but Magic make the second round. I'm going Pacers over the Bucks, and I'm going barely Sixers over the Knicks. Sixers play the Celtics in the conference finals.
Man, you should be terrified because we are aligned 100% on the Eastern Conference.
I'm going to take the Sixers to beat the Celtics.
Okay, that's where we differ. I'm still going Boston.
And I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets to be champions yet again.
I'm with you on the champs. It's Denver.
Zach Gelb, that show, and they had Pat Boyle come in and work with them. They did a draft yesterday. They drafted. It was cool. Like, you have to draft teams, and whoever wins the whole thing, I guess, wins. I came in a little late to the segment. And these guys were leaving the Sixers and the Knicks after the Clippers. Winner of Sixers-Knicks is making the conference finals. By the way, you could take the Knicks, and I wouldn't be mad at you. I think the Knicks are so good. No Randall is problematic. There's also picking the Sixers is risky because every time Joel Embiid moves, he can get hurt. So it does make me nervous. Oh, there's the music. Da-da-da-da.
In a segment that changed everything.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's better than my regular crappy voice. All right, let's talk to Tom. Doesn't know how to react. Been 3 years, doesn't know how to react to me. Chris Trapasso does. That's with great info. And that's next on Rider Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.